Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
And our pre-opening report is coming up in a moment. We're expecting mostly sunny day today in the Champaign-Urbana area, high of 83. It's 74 on Friends Plaza.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Bunge North America in Danville. Bunge recognizes the importance of agricultural production to our society and economy and the role producers and processors play in providing food and feed to the world.
It's 8:50 and time now for our pre-opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning, Jay Pierce. Hi, Jay.
Well, hi, Dan. Thank you much, and good morning, everyone. Cash hog prices across the Midwest are called fully steady to higher, but sources are uncertain how much higher the bids will be. In the range of the early projections was from 50 cents to possibly as much as $1.50 to $2 per hundredweight in some locations. Terminal markets called steady to $1.50 higher, tops from $49 to $55 on a live basis. Peoria, dollar higher with the top price of 49. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Monday, voluntarily reported negotiated swine purchases were 14,234, the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis at a range of 65 to 76, and the weighted average 71.63, a loss of 72 cents from Friday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from $49.26 to $60, and the weighted average 56. Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases 13,507, base price 66 to 78.25, and the weighted average 73.95, a gain of 68 cents from Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $49.89 to $60, the weighted average 55.53. And in just a moment, we'll take a look at the overnight trade and talk things over with Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities about the overnights and what he expects for today. But first, agricultural weather. And here's meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Jay. Taking a look at the Midwest weather. Rather quiet weather covers the Midwest Corn Belt. Temperatures have been running a little cooler than average at night, and temperatures will be popping up to near average during the daytime. That means 70s north, 80s south, and all in all, just rather pleasant weather for outdoor activities. If you have any field work, the winds remain light and will do so today and tomorrow. And it looks like many areas in our two-state area and the southern parts of the Midwest will stay dry through the rest of this work week. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will work in over the weekend, especially Saturday. And farther north, there will be occasional showers and thunderstorms through the rest of the week. Radar showing some right now in Minnesota. And a cluster of heavy storms in southwestern pushing into south central Minnesota and out of extreme eastern South Dakota. So a little bit of moisture will be heading for the northern parts of the Midwest here over the next couple of days. Temperatures and humidity levels are going to slowly creep upward here, and we're going to see that help aid in crop development, and that will change with a little fallback in temperatures and humidity later in the weekend and early next week after the front that's going to trigger some showers and thunderstorms around here Saturday pushes on to the south. But we don't see any drops of cold air moving in here yet out of Canada. We're just going to see a pattern that's going to start to feature some up and down temperatures, and that is going to lead to occasional showers from time to time. But the big news is we don't see any significant weather problems coming up over the next couple of weeks in the Midwest Corn Belt. It looks like the crops will be able to finish up in pretty good shape. Now, as far as other areas, some rain has fallen during the last 24 hours in areas that need rain, and that includes parts of the Delta. Locally, heavy rain has fallen south of Memphis, right along the Mississippi River Delta, in northwestern and west central portions of Mississippi, also eastern Arkansas, northern Arkansas also getting rain, some of it locally heavy. Northeastern Louisiana getting some rain too. The soybeans down there could use a drink of water, so that will be helpful for those crops a little bit. They've probably had some yield losses already due to dry conditions, but that will certainly stem the tide there, and it looks like some improving conditions there. Also, rain over the last 24 hours in parts of the hard red winter wheat belt again, including south central Kansas into northeastern Oklahoma. Also, parts of southwest Oklahoma into the Texas Panhandle and west Texas getting some rain. And in some cases, over a half an inch of rain in some of the wheat production areas. So over the last several days, much of Kansas, southeastern Colorado, and the Texas and Oklahoma panhandles have picked up significant rain. North central Texas into south central and southeastern Oklahoma remaining very dry, though. So not everybody has yet benefited from the rain, but improvement in the moisture situation for sure over much of the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt. That's a look at the growing areas for this morning. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
On the overnight trade at Kansas City, September wheat opened at 452, down 1 3/4 on the open, down a half on the last trade. December at 467 was down 3/4 on the open, up a quarter on the last trade. September wheat on the Chicago Board of Trade, 365 1/4, down a half on the open, unchanged on the last trade. December at 385, down a half on the open, down 3/4 on the last trade. March at 403 1/4, down 1 3/4 on the open, last traded down 3/4. May 07, up 2 on the open at 415 1/2, and also up 2 on the last trade. July at 419 1/4 was down 3/4 on the open, last traded down 1/2. September corn, 221 1/4, up 1/4 on the open, up 1/2 on the last trade. December, 237 1/4, down 1/4 on the open, up 1/4 on the last trade. The March contract at 251, down 3/4 in the open, it last traded up 1/2. May at 261 1/4 was unchanged on the open, and up 1/4 in the last trade. July at 269 1/2, down 1/2 on the open, up 1/2 in the last trade. December 07, 286 3/4, up 1/4 in the open, down 1/4 in the last trade. September soybeans, 548, down 1/4 on the open, and unchanged on the last trade. November, 561, down 1/4 on the open, up 1/2 in the last trade. January 07 at 573 3/4, unchanged on the open, up 1/2 in the last trade. July 07 at $6 even, down 1 1/2 on the open, and down 1/2 on the last trade. The September soybean meal, up 10 on the open at 159.40, down 20 on the last trade. And October, 159.70, unchanged on the open and last trade. September soybean oil, 25.17, unchanged on the open, up 8 on the last trade. And Pete Manhart joins us from Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois, to talk about all of this. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning.
Well, it was a pretty narrow range of trade on the overnights.
Well, we've really had a pretty narrow range all week, and I think it's just consolidation of what are we going to have and who's got what and all those kind of things. Last year's fall low was 195 on corn, and I can't remember beans, but I think it was under 520. So some people say we'll get there. Others are saying we ought to be close within a nickel or a dime on corn, and it's just an unknown consolidation going into the harvest. Today, as an example, we're calling unchanged up 1/2, unchanged up 1, mm-hmm. down 1 to up 1. Just not very much happening until something comes out to pushes one way or the other.
It seems like demand is there, but stocks remain plentiful, and the crop tours of the Midwest keep sending in reports of yield potential about as expected. So no major news to push anything in any large direction anyway.
That's right. You got something like the big crop supposedly coming and the large stocks holding a top on it, but then you got the huge usage underneath of it that's not allowing it to go down. So right now, I think we're just sideways for a while.
Sideways for a while. Is weather any kind of a factor?
Weather right now isn't. We're basically on the downside. Another rain might help beans some more in some places, and it might still add a little weight in corn. But we've had such good rains already in most places in August that crop's pretty well made everywhere.
Mm-hmm. How about the outside markets?
Outside markets could affect it a lot. Crude oil and the metals, they've been back and forth based on all kinds of worries about the Mideast and all that mess. and you know, Iraq, Iran, you name it. And all of those could either drag it higher or push it lower also.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how about your calls this morning then?
This morning we're calling beans unchanged up one, corn unchanged up a half, really big range there, and wheat down one to up one. We did get some moisture in some of the wheat country for fall planting again. That would be about the only weather thing if we would either be really dry out there or get good rains where it's needed to plant wheat.
Mm-hmm. Anything in livestock to touch on?
Livestock, amazing yesterday. We continue to make new, go up higher on the hogs. And cattle, after that report from last Friday, which was negative to prices, opened a little lower and then went higher again. Good usage there in both hogs and cattle, even though the numbers are pretty good, and that's keeping the price up there.
All right, Pete, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Have a good day. That's Pete Manhart from Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois, joining us this morning on our pre-opening commodity market report. Meteorologist Ed Kieser's forecast for the two states today: in northwestern Illinois, partly to mostly sunny with a chance of a few isolated showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Elsewhere, it'll be mostly sunny and highs ranging from 81 to 87 degrees. For Champaign-Urbana specifically, mostly sunny today and a high of 83. 72 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana. And you're listening to WILL Urbana, a listener-supported service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's a minute past 9 o'clock.